Scripture passage is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. Okay. So, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. This is the word of the Lord. All right. So, let me start off with a question. Do you think you have everything figured out in life? That's what I thought. Do you know what you want out of life? Why, well, so funny there. The laugh, yeah. All right, you know, at your age, you haven't had enough time to do either of those, figure things out and what you want out of life. You can't have possibly have done all that. Even grown-ups, most grown-ups actually go through life without having figured things out. But don't you feel enormous pressure to figure things out, right? Especially what you're going to study and what you're going to do. You got to figure things out. Because if you haven't figured things out, then it's like there's something wrong with you. Or that's the feeling we get, right? And the other thing is, doesn't it often feel like you have to figure things out kind of all by yourself? You know, sure, people have opinions around you, have opinions, like your family and friends, they have thoughts, but ultimately it's your life, right? It's your life. So what can we learn from today's passage and today's word? What's the message for us today? So in the church calendar, today is Pentecost. Have you guys heard of that? Okay, Pentecost. It's basically the day that God gave the gift of the Holy Spirit to the first followers of Jesus. Okay, after Jesus left earth. It meant that the followers of Jesus would not be alone, but that they'd have this gift of the Spirit. So what I want to reflect on for us, okay, in our life today, 2018, what does it really mean to have the Spirit in our lives? Okay, we're going to really reflect on this. Okay, because I realized something from today's passage, and I think there's a slide. Oh, no, okay, never mind. Okay, let's go back to the previous slide. On the second line, okay, we do not know how to pray as we ought, okay? We do not know how to pray as we ought. Okay, so, 'cause look, real prayer, okay, real prayer is expressing what's deepest in your hearts to God, right? It's not even about what you're consciously thinking, but rather being connected and in touch with that part that's deepest. But here's the thing, right? I don't think we really know what's in our hearts often. We don't really know. Sometimes we're just too distracted to even think about that, right? Playing Fortnite or things like that, you know? Yeah, I'm learning, man. No, I'm serious, right? Sometimes just rather do that or just rather not think about things, right? Like, oh man, too serious. So often we don't know what's really going on in our hearts. So if we don't know that, then we can't really pray. I think that's what this is saying here. We don't know how to pray, or we don't pray as we ought, because we simply don't even know. Because real prayer is not just words that come out of your mouth. Right? We talked about this. Real prayer is being in touch with what's really going on inside of you, deep down. Okay? And that's why, so with the execs every Sunday, I mean, you guys see how I come to the high C room and I kind of yank them out, right? What we do is I go around and I ask them, so really, what's been going on in your life? And yeah, we talk about the events of life, but what I'm trying to really cultivate is a habit of thinking a little bit deeper. What's going on inside of me, right? Because that's really important for life, right? Because if you're out of touch with what's deep in your heart, you're not living an authentic life. Do you guys hear that word a lot? Authentic life. I think that's used a lot these days, but what does it really mean to live an authentic life? I think it's to be connected with what's going inside. Because otherwise, you're fronting. Okay? You guys know that? I mean, that's a word from back in my day. But you know what fronting really is? It's putting on a self, presenting a front that's not really reflective of you and what's going on inside of you, right? Because what I've discovered is people who front, they're either hiding what's underneath or they're kind of running away from it, right? They're hiding or running away from what's underneath. And because who you are is, I think, who you really are is what's deep inside, right? That's really who you are. But that's not necessarily the me we present to the world, right? But I mean, here's the other thing though. But can you really figure out who this real me is all on your own? That's a lot of pressure too, isn't it? It's a lot of pressure if you have to figure all that out on your own. But here's the amazing news for all of us today. You are not alone. Okay? You are not alone. So in this slide, maybe the one before that, I think. Yeah. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. Okay? I think we're weak. We're all weak because we're all kind of out of touch, right? Because if you're not in touch, I think you're not a very strong person. Because you're fronting, and it's a very flimsy foundation, okay, to just try to present that front. Okay, so the Spirit helps us. And then in the next slide, as I said, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. In other words, the Spirit of God reveals to us, okay? The Spirit will reveal to you what is in your heart. Okay, with sighs too deep for words. See, because most of the time, we're all feeling things, but it's hard to articulate in words, right? It's hard to articulate or express what it is that you're thinking or feeling or going on. But what this is saying is that's okay. You don't need to be able to put it into words. God searches the heart, right? And God will reveal to you kind of what's going on to you in your heart. All we need to do is let God in and search our hearts. You guys with me? Yeah? Okay. Even use at the back? All right. The message is, guys, that you don't need to have everything figured out. You don't need to figure everything out on your own, right? The very first step in a spiritual journey, okay, let me give a very important lesson here. The very first step in a spiritual journey is not like having this amazing religious experience or all that stuff, okay? The first step is recognizing and admitting that you don't have everything figured out. That's the first step. That humility. Oh my goodness. I just don't have things figured out. I've been putting on a front as if I do, or having to put on a confident front, but in reality, I don't have things figured out. It's the first step. Only then can you have an authentic spiritual journey. When we can be honest about that, that's when you can stop fronting. Right? Giggling at my use of that word? Yeah, all right. That's my wife is always like, stop using those kind of words. Stop trying to be cool. Like, hey. Grayson giggles. But hey, that's me not fronting. I got to be who I am. I try to use all these, that's my vocabulary, right? That's true. But when we can be honest, right? Yeah, see, I'm being honest, man. It comes out in a dorky way. That's me, man. I used to try to like hide that, pretend like I'm cooler than I actually am, right? That was me fronting. I'm not cool. I am who I am, right? That's right. Grace is really finding things funny today. That's great, though. We gotta laugh. We gotta laugh in life, right? Gotta laugh. Are you able to articulate what it is that's funny? Okay. See, sometimes we don't even know. But the God Spirit comes and will reveal, right? It'll tell Grace, this is what was so funny. All right, so look. When we are connected with the Spirit, okay, when you're connected with the Spirit will actually start to change how you think. That's the most important thing, right? it'll start to give you courage to not feel the need to only present the front, right? It'll start to give you courage that, okay, I think I can start getting more real with who I am. And it'll start to open your eyes, okay? And you will start to see things differently, right? When the Spirit starts to work and change in you. In other words, the Spirit will bring about, will give you an alternative, present an alternative reality. Okay? This might be what you see now, but I know this is very abstract, right? But you will start to see things differently. That's what happens when the Spirit comes in. And that's when new possibilities open up. Because guys, I don't know. I've lived a few years now, right? Man, this world, it's, when I really think about it, in many ways, it's all about fronting. There's so much of that. I mean, think about it at school too, right? I mean, I bet you any money, so many of the people who present a confident front, they're very insecure, and there's a lot of fears that they have, right? It is so hard in this world to be in touch with your real deepest self. I really think it is. It is hard. Because, I don't know, because we're meant to live in community, we do care about how others think, but we've ended up caring so much about how we look to others, right? And how others will think about us. Yeah, I mean, I understand. In the past, I was so concerned with how people saw me. I just so wanted to be respected and admired. And so many of my actions, without me even realizing it, were meant to make myself look good, you know? But see, here's the thing. If I kept thinking that way, I could never have even imagined myself being a youth pastor, right? Because to be honest, being a youth pastor, it don't get respect out in society, you know? But because the Spirit slowly changed how I thought and saw things, somehow one thing led to another and this path opened up, you know? And honestly, man, now I'm just so blessed because of it. And, you know, I'm glad you guys were kind of at the back because, I don't know, even I had to open prayer. You guys have seen me always get emotional, right? It hit me. And I started choking up during prayer. Man, it was embarrassing. Lauren was in the crowd, right? I had to pause for like 10 seconds and stuff. I was like, man, what the heck? I'm so weak, you know? But it's really because I feel so blessed to be where I am and be with you. And, you know, that's what I mean. It wouldn't have happened if the Spirit didn't reveal what was in my heart. Reveal that, oh, everything I'm doing, it's kind of a facade. It's like, you guys know the show House of Cards, that what that means? Flimsy foundation. I was building a life on a house of cards and I think when you do that, you kind of know that eventually it can crumble at any moment. And so you always live in fear so that it won't crumble. You know, that kind of thing. But with the Spirit revealing these things, you can realize that I don't have to figure things out all by myself. And because the great news, like I said, we don't have to figure things out all by ourselves because you are not alone. Isn't that amazing news? You are not alone in this world, right? The one who created you is here for you. God has given us this gift of the Spirit. Right? Did I put a passage after this? No, I forgot to. That's okay. I'll read it. Okay, it's from Luke. It says, is there anyone among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if there's a child who asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Okay. You know, it says here, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes and God searches the heart. When God searches our heart and when we're become in tune, I think what you'll realize is what we really crave and what we really desire at the end of it is a deep connection with our Creator. Okay? We crave a deep connection at our spiritual level with God. And then with God, we crave an authentic connection with those around us too, because that is how our Creator has created us, right? So we ask God, and God will give us the Spirit, okay? Because with the Spirit, you will live the life that you're meant to live. Remember, we always talk about that. You were created with intention and purpose and meaning, right? And the Spirit together will help reveal that to you. So you are not alone, okay? Let's open up our lives and be led by this amazing God. And it's an exciting life. I mean, it's not a certain life. There will be difficulties, but it's an exciting life, right? So you are not alone, and the Spirit of God has been given to you, right? With the Spirit of God with us, who can stand against us? Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay.